Okay, so it says like this. Okay, so we're doing basically, so previously we've discussed that that the halacha of standing for a Talmud Chacham is only once he enters Yudal Ramos. Because it says Menaseva Takum Vehadarta Tanezakin. So it's a kima sheyeshva hidor. Okay, a standing which has adornment. Okay? If you will, adornment to it. Namely, it has to be, Rashi explained, it has to be nicker that you're standing for him. So if he just walks into the room somewhere 100 feet away and you stand up, that doesn't demonstrate anything. No one even knows why you're standing up. You know, internally you know, but no one else knows. And the halacha of Hidor, of Kima Sheyesh Hidor, is that it is like a demonstration. It is an illustration of his significance. And therefore, the action which you're doing has to be manifestly related to him. And as such, it's only when he enters Yudal Ramos such that the standing for him will be muchach, nicker, that it's for him, and thereby will cast a positive light onto him in the eyes of the people. Okay? That's the basic thing, right? Okay. That's the simple straight off. But, the Gemara says, Tana. So this is by the Shish Kebab. Tana Ezehu Kima. Okay? And on the left side, Ezehu Kima. End of the word is Kima. End of the line. Yehu Ezehu Kima Shish Bo'i. Dor, this is Lambi Gemara Aleph. Avei Omer Zed Dal Ramos. So Omer Abaye, Lo Amaron, Ewa Berabo She'ino Movak. Avo Berabo Movak, Melo Enach. So that's only by your Rav who's not Mavak. Okay? But your Rav Mavak is Melinov. I think Ron says, he learned Rav Kach once, alright? I think the Ron says, Rav Mavak, I think he says, it means, yeah, Shirov Kach Masa Mimana. Okay? So you learn Rav Yichach Masa Mimana. Okay? So when it's a Rav Shein and Mavak, then you stand at Dalan Amos. But if it's your Rav Mavak, you stand right at Dalai Lama, right when he's mulling up, right when you see him. Okay, right when you see him. And then we're going to tell some stories, right? Is there Rashi, by the way? I don't think so, right? No, there's no Rashi. Okay, fine. So it says, Rashiyash Bahidur, he says, Kabbav, and Rashiyash Panam, Shadavar, and Nikr, who should be Shpilam, and it's Nikr that's for him. So, of course, the question is why? What's the difference? I mean, it seems to be the same problem. I mean, he's across the room. So who knows who he's standing for? Okay, well, let's just do this. Before we get to the Shal, let's read a little the finishing one. So it says, Abaye Michia Vechazi Leilodne the Chamra de Rav Yosef, Da'asi. So Abaye, when he saw the ear of the donkey of Rav Yosef that was coming, Avikon, he stood up. So apparently, even though before he saw him, it seems like he saw his donkey, it seems also the ear of his donkey. He didn't see his donkey, he saw the ear of his donkey. He stood up. Which is interesting. Abaye, it seemed like that would be a kid. So you see guys, you see his car. I guess they see Rabbi's car or whatever, you know? It seems like, let's see him. Maybe we could define that.
I'm glad Rebbe has that trumpet thing on the front.
That's right. So it says, Abaye have rochev chamra. So Abaye was riding on a donkey, maski gudidinar sagya. And he was basically walking on the side, the banks of the Rusagya River. Yosef and Shashi Rabban bidachkisa, they were sitting on the other side. Velo kami, they didn't stand up. I'm like, oh, hold on. Am I not? You're Rav Mavak, so even though we're across the river and we're totally far apart, but still, you see me, and Rav Mavak is right away. So it says, I'm Rav Mavak, then. We didn't notice. We were busy. We were, Rashi explains, right? Rashi says, V'ilach Gisa, Anar Masik Ben Amar, V'lav Rav Mavak, Anar, V'alf Pishatim Rachogim Yosef Nal Ramos, Yibaylachol Mekim, we still should have stood. Lavadaitin, Lonis Karn, Alamo, she knew through them, we didn't remember because we were busy. Okay, we're busy, we're involved. Okay, fine. There's that tomorrow. Okay, so the question is, what's the difference between Rav Mofak and not Rav Mofak? Right, what's the difference between them? Okay, so the Ran says as follows. It's on Yadal and Aleph. Top. Dibi top and Dafei Rev. Avol Rav Mofak, Shrov Chachmasu Mimenu, Kim Lo Enav. The key one to Rav Mofak, Ki Ka'im Mikamei, Kim Lo Enav. When he stands for him, when you see him, Kima Sheish Bahidor. It is a Kima Sheish Bahidor. He, Shadavar Mochiach Shalakvoda Homet. Because the manner illustrates, demonstrates that you're standing for his Kabbalah. Okay. Any questions? Right, the question is, how's the Rochiach? I mean, how's there any more Rochiach? I mean, he's still bound away, he's still across the room, and still, who knows? I mean, is this, I don't know, I'm not sure, but is it a public knowledge? Is it public knowledge who your Rav Mofak is? I mean, does it say that you're standing in a room where everyone knows who your Rav Mofak is? I mean, I don't know, it doesn't seem that way. I mean, I don't know, I mean, you can make cases, but is that the case? At any time, you're standing in a big room, you're standing at a wedding, and your Rav Mofak walks in, you stand up. Everyone, oh, they see, it must be, I mean, who saw him? I mean, who knows whether you saw it? Well, 10 people walked in the room at the same time. It's hard to, right? I mean, it's. I mean, he's saying it. I mean, you could just believe him. You could just believe they're not if you want. But I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem true. No, you have to think about it on your own and try to think if you. I mean, if you hold it's true, then I guess there's not much to explain here. It's clear. I mean, as we move on, it's either and either and then it is. That's it. It's simple. I mean, you don't have to explain anything. But I don't know. Somehow I have a hard time accepting the fact. Okay, I don't accept the fact unless someone wants to defend it for me. Okay, another shiloh which comes up in this area, just a shiloh. Maybe hopefully it would be nice if we could resolve by the time we're done with this. We mentioned this once is that if you go to a wedding, let's say, and they call up Rav so and so, okay, and they call him up. He's not your Rav Mofak, but he's a Rav, and he doesn't go within your Dalai Lamas. But if you were to stand, there would be Muchach. For Rebuchach, you're standing for him, right? Because they just called him up. He's the guy getting called up for the fifth bracha, right?
He wouldn't
stand. Yeah, forget the if you wouldn't stand part. But this is the aspect in terms of this. As this run, you could argue. The question is that we're going to have to see. I mean, I don't know if we can answer this yet, but we'll see when we get it. But you could argue, say, well, you see, that it goes case by case. Rav Mofak is Muchach. Fifth bracha guy is also muchach, right? That's my question. Is that the same thing? Would that be a fair conclusion to make that you would have to stand up for that? And if so, why isn't it brought down anywhere? At least I didn't find it being brought down anywhere. But it's a good question. I mean, it would seem simple pshat is that that's the same thing. It sounds that way, right? I mean, if you just had a guess, okay. I mean, my point is that it sounds like the way the Ron's learning is that Abaye's statement that of Dalet Amos deal, it's Dalet Amos deal, he's saying don't think there's an intrinsic rule called Dalet Amos. The Dalet Amos is just because of a practical thing that it has to be Nicker. But if Rav was Nicker be more than Dalet Amos, then you'd have to stand for him also. So that's what I'm saying. Rav Mavak, since it's Nicker more than Dalet Amos, so you do have to stand. So I'm saying, I'm taking that logic a step further, is that even by a regular Rav, not Rav Mavak, if he's nicker with more than Dalet Amos, because the scenario is set up in a way, you know, then it's who you do. Unless you're going to say that it has to be objectified. I mean, you could give an objectified argument, you know. Say, well, you don't start making all these distinctions. You could say that, I'm not, you know. Say, we don't start, you know. It's possible. I mean, there's room to make that argument. But I'm saying, but if you want to just take it in the simplest thing, that's a biased point. Don't think there's a magical Dalet Amos halacha. The halacha is really Hidor. Kimashish bu Hidor, and you have to figure it out. So Rav Mofak, yeah, more than Dalet Amos, regular Rav, Dalet Amos. And I'm saying by that logic, the fifth bracha guy is going to be even not Dalet Amos. I mean, again, I don't think we're ready for that to answer that question. I think we have to do this again first, but I'm just throwing it out at this point. Okay, yeah, okay, good. So I would agree with Jake. That it doesn't seem like the Rambam is learning the same way. Okay? It doesn't seem that way. Because in the Rambam, there's two prakim. There's Perek Hay and Perek Vav. And Perek Hay is the halacha of Kavod HaRav. Okay? Kavod for your Rebbe. And then Perek Vav is the halacha of Hidor for a Talmud Chacham. Okay? He doesn't say anything about Hidor in Perek Hay. He does say one place, if your Rav is Mochel on his Kavod, it's Mochel, but you still have to be Mahadar. But that, arguably, that's because of Perek Vav. You know what I mean? Because of Perek Vav. So Perek Hay, it sounds from the Rambam that in Perek Hay, the halacha of Rav Mavak is a special halacha of Kavod. Okay, where you have special, all kinds of halachas of Kavod. You have to do all kinds of stuff, Kavod and Yura and all that stuff, you know. You have to take care of him. I mean, like the same as like you would have Avayim, basically. And you're also, you know, Mara Avayim. And then in Perek Vav, where he's not your Rebbe, he's just a random Talmud Chacham, then there's the halacha of hidur, right? Now hidur means this kimashish v'hidur is to adorn him. It doesn't say anywhere kavod doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, there's a different word. Kavod is kavod. Kavod is respect. To show respect. So you could argue that from the Rambam it would seem that the mitzvah of the Talmud Chacham is hidur. The mitzvah of your rabbi is not hidur. It's kavod. Now the Gemara only says that the reason why you only this dal ramos halacha is because it's kimashish b'hidur, and hidur is only within dal ramos. So you could argue that the Rambam is going to hold when it comes to Rav Mofak that since it's not a din of hidur but it's a din of kavod, it's not a din of demonstrating anything to anyone. It's an objective halacha that you see him, you have to stand. It's like an internal thing. You see him, he reflects from I am to you. He's your rabbi. You have to stand up. Right, who's going to notice it? You. You're going to notice it. This is for you. So then it doesn't have anything to do with hidur. So why should it be as dal ramos halacha? Right? I mean, I think that would be the simplest way to understand that halacha, right? And he says, from far away. Yeah, right. And that's why also you see like this halacha of the bathroom halacha that you only see, you know, you don't stand for your av in the tamacha in the bathroom because it's not a makom hidur. It doesn't seem, the Rambam doesn't say anything like that by your rabbi. So you'd say, yeah, it makes good sense. It still shouldn't be by your rabbi. Doesn't apply by your rabbi, because your rabbi is an intrinsic thief of kavod. It's internal, it's nothing to do with the societal thing, right? That's why you explain that thing, with the societal, right? Because that's not a makom of society. Okay, so, I mean, it would seem that from the Rambam, it seems like he's not learning like the Ran. I mean, it seems like the Ran holds. The Ran doesn't go for this breakup. It would seem the Ran holds that a Rav is also a din of hidur. There's no difference, really. Rav Mofak and Rav Shein, it doesn't matter. It's all din of hidur. Okay, that there's at least the standing. I mean, I don't know if there's no din of kavod, but he's holding the standing up for your rabbi is really just a din of hidur. So that's what I was holding. It's din of hidur, and therefore it's going to follow the same pattern. It's going to follow the exact same pattern. So the only difference is because it's nicker or not nicker. He does. Yeah, he has. The Rambam has in Mamrim. I mention this, whatever. In Mamrim, Berg Vav, Halacha Gimel. When he's talking about kavod of your father, he has basically you serve him like a servant serves a master. Omen v'panav kederach shomer v'nei rabba. You stand for him the way. Presumably kederach means in the same halachos. Sounds like that's what it means. Kederach, not just saying like. I mean, you don't have to tell me. It just means, you could argue, it just means like the same way. He stands for it, you know. But he doesn't say that. Of course, you chavid him also like you say. You know, it sounds like he means kederach means in the derach, in the manner in which you stand for your rabbi, which means that he's at halachos, which presumably means it's Malawino, you know. Sounds that way. Yeah, okay, so I mean, that's fine. I think the Rambam's nice. Right? The Rambam, I don't think there's not much to say about the Rambam. I think the premise of the Kasha is assuming that it's Hidur, you have to be Mechalik, but the Rambam just doesn't seem to have the same premise. So it's all Monkey Dory for the Rambam, right? Mm-hmm. Question is back to the Rambam, right? Ran doesn't go for this. It seems like he learns that standing for your Rav is also a din of hidur. And therefore he has to explain what the difference between Rav Mofak and Rav Eira Mofak is. Right? So he explains this nicker thing. Is that what bothered me?
Yeah,
I mean, part of what bothers me about this Mukhaf thing is like he started evaluating things. I mean, I would say, look, you tell me that Lacha is Dalan Amos is Mukhaf, and that's it. I mean, start making exceptions. I mean, because Rav Mofak, like, every time Rav Mofak, that's like an across the board exception. I mean, it depends on the situation. I mean, it would seem to depend on the situation. So if you want to, I mean, it's hard to come to halacha. You start evaluating, is it muchaf, is it not muchaf, is it, I mean, but I don't see it anyways. I don't see why, I mean, maybe it's a little more muchaf. I guess the odds of it being muchaf are greater if he's your Rav Mofak, because I guess, I don't know, I guess people know. People know that he's your Rav Mofak. I mean, I guess that's the assumption. Rav Mofak, I don't, you know. But I mean, it's hard to see the force here. Okay, so So here's the deal: is I'm thinking that like when you say this thing has to be muchach, right? So what does that mean? Like, does that just mean like you look around the room, you evaluate the psyche of the people and the muchachness of the situation, and you just decide whether you stand or not? It's hard to believe that that's the way halacha works. I mean, that's just not the way halacha works. It isn't. And that's why I think that in the wedding case, I don't think you're going to stand up in that case. Okay? Because muchach doesn't mean you just, it's like a not, like just halachically, you just have to evaluate it case by case, and that's not the nature of halacha. And halacha has principles as a system here. Okay? So, but if that's the case, what then is muchach mean? Sounds like it's saying it has to be a kimash yesh bo hidor, which means it's muchach. So I think that this idea of muchach is, so to speak, the idea behind it, but it became halachified, objectified. Okay, and the way it became objectified is that it's a kima befanav. Okay, this is what you're trying to say, that he is like a component of your standing. Like, it's not just that you see him and that registers on your psyche or whatever, and now you're standing because you saw him. That's not mukha. Rather, it's an amida bifanav. Like, let's say Dalaramos, that's the halacha. See, that's for instance, halacha Dalaramos. I don't think it's true because of muchach. But let's say it'll be clear within six amos, you still say it's Dalaramos, right? Doesn't it stay, if there's six amos and no one else is between you, and you're looking right at him, then you do it. It's not halacha like that. I mean, that's a good case of the wedding. He says Dalaramos. Will you tell me five amos, it's not going to be muchach? Four amos and five amos, that's going to be the line? You create a situation. If four amos and there are a bunch of people around, or five amos and there's no one around, you think it should be more muchach. But clearly you don't go like that. So you see, it's not measured by the practicality of whether it's muchach or not muchach. So rather, in halacha is that it's when he's in your dalat amos, means he is bifanav. And then when you stand, you're like he's, so to speak, a component of your action. It's an amida bifanav. You know what I mean? As opposed to if he's when you're five amos away, and then you see him and you stand, then you're standing because you saw him in your head. The reason why you stood is because you saw him. But there's no halachic tziruf between you and him, and therefore that's not muchach. But muchach doesn't mean, or nikkur doesn't mean that in a case by case thing. But the nikkur is because the halachic reality of him being befanav, and therefore halachically, it's an action of Amida Befanav. That's Nick. That's Mochiach, the fact that you're Befanav. That it's for him. Because he is, your standing includes him. The conceptual identity of your action is in standing before in his presence. So that's Mochiach. Not Mochiach to an observer with his eyes, but to a conceptual definer of what's going on. Namely, it's standing in his presence. Okay? So far, so good. This is so far what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think there is a phenomenon. Like, for instance, when it comes to your Rav, for instance, here's a halacha. In Parakei Halacha Hei. Also, the Talmud likros l'rabo v'shma. V'afilu shelo b'fanav. And then he has, v'lo yazk, v'hu shiru v'shem p'lai, shekol shemei yodah shepon. This is his name. V'lo yazk yer shemo b'fanav. You shouldn't say his name b'fanav. V'afilu likros acherim sheshmo k'shem rabo. Okay, and there are a lot of halachas of b'fanav. And he has a few places he has it. He has v'lo yachlos tefillin lefnei rabo, v'lo yesav, and you don't lean in front of your rabbi. Ela yoshev yoshev lefnei melech. Okay, there's a halacha of, and you have another place. You can't give v'leichrid dvarav befanav. Okay, v'lo yeshev lefanav. There's all kinds of halachas. Also by yehara, should give yehara befanav. What I'm saying is, what does it mean befanav? Like, let's say when it says, like, you can't put on, you can't lean in front of him, you can't recline in front of him, befanav. Does that mean in his dalat amos? Is that what it means? When it says he shouldn't sit, but leaning, comfortable with befanav. I got the Seder, that's the issue with the Seder. Does it mean if you're within his dalat amos? I don't think so. I don't think if you're sitting at the same table with more than dalat amos away, then you can lean in front of him. I don't think that's a halacha. So befanav there must mean befanav. I guess probably if you see him in the sight, I mean, I would imagine that's the shiur b'fanav. Like you're within I don't know, it's a nice shot in the same room. I know some of there's a, and what's the thing? So the idea is fine, so halacha is that the way it becomes nikkur halachically is that it's a kima b'fanav. Yeah, that it's an amida b'fanav, that he is a component of your action, not just that you saw him and then you stood up, but you're standing b'fanav. So that's why it's dalat amos. Dalat amos means he's in your makom. So if you stand up when he's in your makom, then it's a kim b'fanav. If he's five amos away, then you saw him, and that's why you stood up, but it's not halachically related to him. So fun. That's why regular talas. But by your rav, I want to say is that you have halachas. Like you can't lean in front of your rav. The front of is halacha by rav. I want to say the front of by your rav means even when you're in it, when you see him. And the halacha is, I say, the reason why is because, see, in a regular person, you know, when you have, I think maybe you can relate to this experience. But like for instance, if you're at a wedding and Rabbi walks in, like it, you're aware of it. You know, I mean, like you're aware when your Rabbi's around. There's a phenomenon psychologically. If someone is significant to you, and this is what you were saying before, and this is what Gary was saying, that a movie star is in eye shot. Whoa, he's around. He's here. So when someone is significant to you, okay, when someone has a significance to you, and I'd say more so when he's a personal significance to you. I mean, a movie star is whatever, they're emotional movie star. But someone has like a personal significance to you, like he is your Rabbi. So like when you're Befanov, that creates a sort of a halachic reality of Befanov. There's a halacha of Bifnei Rabba. Okay? Not just Dal Ramos. Like, once you're in his presence, it's a halachic phenomenon. You're there, you're ready to learn, you're whatever. It moves you. There's a phenomenon, because of the personal relationship, there is a phenomenon of Bifnei Rabba. But a Talmud Chacham, or any other person, if you're in his makom, then you're Bifanov. If you're in a different makom, then you may be able to see him, but it doesn't move you. I mean, you're at a wedding, there are a lot of Rabbanim in the room, it doesn't have an impression, it doesn't move you in the same type of a way. But when you're Rav, because of the nature of the relationship, it is a personal relationship, and I'm saying that that's the idea behind it, but halachically, there's a phenomenon of Bifanav, simply when you see him. Like, that's what I say, is when you can't lean Bifanav, when you're leaning, when you see him, it's Bifanav. It doesn't have to be within his Zalan. Almost, there's a reality of Bifanav. So that's what I think I'm saying, is that since that is the case, that by your Rabba, once you see him, you're Bifnei Rav. You're Bifnei Rabba. And therefore, standing up for him will be an Amida Bifnei Rabba. And therefore will be halachically as Muchach, because he's a component of your action. Doesn't necessarily mean that an observer is going to be able to tell. Doesn't necessarily mean that. But it means... it means halachically, the observer through the halachic glasses will be able to see this is a you are Bifanav, and now it's an Amida Bifnei Rabba. So the halacha of Hidur, of Kimashesh Bo Hidur, is the halachically, it says, the only din of standing up is where the Talmud Chacham will be a component of your action. It will be an Amida Bifnei Chacham. And the fun of is defined differently when it comes to a regular person in Tzalat Amos. When it comes to the Tzalat Rav, it's more enough. You know what I mean? Exactly. And that's why I'd say is in the wedding case, you wouldn't have to, because that's if you look at the Ron. See, I think this is just the way. It's a trick question, the wedding question. See, because normally the way you look at halacha is like there are halachic categories here, you know, everything's halachic, and it says Rav Mufak is Al Ramos, and you know, Rav Mufak is Malaynav, and regular Rav is Al Ramos. So then you see the Ram though, who says no, the reason why is because it's Nicker. So you naturally fall into the way that you will emotionally look at a halacha is just like being like loose types of things, like is it Nicker, is it not Nicker, like, you know, non-categorical types of thinking, you know, because you normally not think that way, but the Ron sounds like that's what he's saying. So you think, oh, this isn't halachic. Now I can just kind of evaluate on my own and make up my own cases about Nicker and not Nicker. And then I could say five Amos will be very Nicker if he's a tall guy. And I don't know, you can make up all kinds of things. But when you do that, you're forgetting about halacha. You're forgetting that halacha doesn't work that way. Halacha doesn't just go by, you know, these types of things. So, but then I think that when you define it properly, you see that it's not, the muchach isn't measured by that type of a situation, because you can't have a halacha like that. You really can't have a halacha like that. Because it was muchach to one guy, it's not muchach to another guy. I mean, you can't. So you have to define, muchach has to be halachified like anything else becomes halachified. And the way it was halachified is through the conceptual identity is are you defined as bafanav? Now, it could be practically, it is also going to be muchach, because there is a nihug of a Talmud b'fnei Rav, so I mean, maybe people will notice that. I mean, it could be. I'm not saying that it wouldn't be noticeable, but that's not the idea. The idea is that halachically, the way muchach became set itself up was through the din of b'fanav, that he is a component of the action. It's not just because you saw him, but it is an amida b'fanav. That's going to have to go along the halachical lines. But if a regular Rav, some different Rosh Yeshiva, for instance, not your Rebbe, walks into the room, So you're simply not befanav. So will it be muchach? Yeah, it will be muchach, but that's not halacha. The halacha is dal ramos, and that's unless he's rav mavak. I mean, there are halachas here. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like it doesn't say anywhere. If you look at the halachas, it doesn't say that it's your duty to evaluate whether it's muchach or not. Yeah, because if that were the case, I don't think you'd be able to have halachah halacha dal ramos. Because even though in general dal ramos will be muchach, you can't argue that you can have a shear on. And once you say shir, it means it's halachified. So it's halachified, and you can't tell me. I can't see why a rav, you know, a great talmud chacham, who's called up to the bima, is any better than a medium-sized talmud chacham who's five amos away. Maybe equally be muchach. But that's clear. You're not going to argue that four amos is lav dafka because it's a shir. Everything's a shir in halacha. Shirim. So you see that this thing is set up in objective categories. So now you have to say rav mufak is another objective category. So now you can't just start making your own categories, and there's no halacha anymore. But the hard part is like you could argue that is this what the Ran is saying. I mean, he says kilo ki kami kami malin of kima shirzi dorusha adav mochiach shalik vode hu amit. It's like the thing, it's mochiach that it's for him. It demonstrates. It could be it's very good. It doesn't say it's muchach. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe this is true. It doesn't say it's muchach that it's noticeable. I mean, I don't know what it means. It's necessarily it's noticeable. I know who's going to know it. Like Mukharisha, Mokhiach means it demonstrates. So maybe it means it demonstrates, it means the conceptual identity of the thing demonstrates it. Now you have to be a keen observer to be able to notice that, but I think it means the action itself is demonstrative of the fact that it's Befanav. You know what I mean? But it doesn't necessarily mean, again, that an observer is going to pick up on it. Okay. So what I want to do next, maybe we'll do a little fact here, is the issue about the difference to the mitzvah, the difference, I guess, between Perek Dal and Perek Hay. Okay? The mitzvah of the difference between the kavod of a rabbi and kavod of a talmid chacham. Okay? So, of course, the relevant Rambams are the beginning of both the Prakim, you know? You have to look through the Rambams a little bit. But I want to read together with you this, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay? And it's mitzvah rish tas. So if I'd ask you, how many mitzvahs should it be? What do you say it is? Standing for your Rebbe and standing for Chacham.
What?
You'd think, too. Unless you cheated.
It's a Rish Tas.
Okay. You're asking about the Rambam.
Rish Tas and Rish Yud, that is. Okay, so you'd think it should be two. Okay? But the Rambam counts it as one. The Baha'i counts it as two. But we're going to put the bag aside. But the Ram says like this. Yeah, we did it. This is my father's. Oh, yeah, I remember we did that. Okay. So it's that Sivu Shem Savino Chavez Chachamim Vlamod Vibneim Kedei Lahadron. So the mitzvah stands for the Chachamim. Machavez Chachamim stands for them to be Mahadra. The Hu Amru Yisalam, and they say we're talking about Darts. But he's looking. It's just talking about a regular Tama Chacham. The Lord is Zifra, talking about Darts, talking about Shish Bahidah. Fine. Let's give it Da. Give it Da. Even though this is a general mitzvah on everyone in a general manner, namely to Mechaved Chachamim, even to an equal level Chacham to you, Kamosha Biyarnubam, Tamil Cham Shabbalom Zamnez, Tamil Cham Bavisa stand for one another. Yeshba Or Yichur Vitosefes Ala Talmud. There's an additional singular addition on a Talmud. Who? Namely, Shekovat Talmud L'Rabo Yeshbo Tosefes Gedola Al Kovat Shulchav Al Chacham. The Kovat for a Talmud for a Rav has a great addition above the Kovat of that's the Mechuyev on regular. It's a regular Chacham. First of all, it's great, much greater. V'im HaKovat Chay V'Mora. Also, there's added a component of Mora. So the Kovat is up, and Mora Yura is added in as well. L'Fishik Var Bira. Shechavasel Rabba Gedolim, Echavasel Aviv. Because you see that the Chazal say that your Chayav, the Chiv of Kavod for your Rav is greater than that for your father. Okay, you can look at the Ram Parakei, he talked about it, Parakei Halahav. He says, Asher Chiv of Kavod B'chod, the Moro. And you see by your father, your Chayav in Kavod and Moro. So it must be that if you tell me Rav is greater than your father, and father is Kavod and Moro, it must be that by Rav you also have Moro. Okay? He says, "V'pirush amur aviv rabo rabo kodem." Your Rav goes before your aviv. V'kvar berush asu tamad lachlok al rabo. Tamad can't argue with kavan asu machlokas yes mishulah. He goes, he explains different things he can't do, showing how there's a din shows how there's a din of yira. And then he says, "V'pirchel kolacholik al rabo kicholik al shchina." If you argue on your Rav, it's like you're arguing on Hashem. Shenemar v'atzotzam al Hashem. This is when they fought on Hashem. They weren't really fighting on Hashem. They were fighting on Moshe. It's by Daskara. And yet you see the Torah says when they fought on Hashem. So you see it as if you really argue on Hashem. Close and Rivo and Rabo. Close and Rivo and Mashchino. Shenemar him and Rivo Shevro b'nei Shalas Hashem. Same thing. V'chol and Shraim al Rabo k'shraim al Shechino. Shenemar lo alem to say k'yal Hashem. V'chol and Ma'arach al Rabo k'ma'arach al Shechino. Shenemar edar Hashem at ha'om b'lekim and Moshe. So you think you see that the Torah equates all these things, and the Ram has this in the Yad, that all these things, it's really like your, it's like it's Hashem. Chozer bar, lefisha machlokas korach v'riv b'nei Yisrael v'tarmosim v'machshav tamara, lo yisrael in Moshe. It wasn't on Hashem, it was on Moshe. V'alav, shehu rabban kol shekol Yisrael. V'asa akasim kolam en klap Hashem. And you see the Torah said, it made it openly said, it's like on Hashem. V'pirish omru moro rabach kemor Hashemayim. It says openly, moro rabach kemor Hashemayim. Okay? So there's a whole new dimension here when it comes down to Mora of Yerabi. I mean, to by Yerabi, you have a Yerah and a greater Kavod, and it's even compared to Hashem. Okay? So much so you think it's even a separate mitzvah. You think so? I mean, it becomes a whole new thing here. But then here's the hardest part, I think. The Chol Zeh, this is the end. The Chol Zeh Nilmod Mimashe Matsanu Shehakas of Tziva Lechabed Es HaChachamim V'HaHorem. Okay. And this whole halacha, that there's an additional dimension of kavod and yirah to your rebbe is learned out from the fact that the Torah commanded you to be mechabed a chacham and mechabed you to be mechabed a parent. Okay, there's some sort of combo deal that from chacham and parent you get this new thing of kavod of your rebbe, and therefore. Kemosha nisbar v'lshon as a Talmud, lo shehi mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and not that it's a mitzvah in its own right. And that's his point: is that it's a learn, since it's learned out from Rav and from parent, from Chacham and from parent. So it's you don't count it as a separate mitzvah. I think he's going with the Rambam says like things that you learn out from like Yidil Midos, so you learn out that you don't count it as a separate mitzvah. The Havim Zos. Understand this? Yes. It's one that's right. The Rav of the Mitzvah says, Lacham Elan Devi Odeha. It means teachers and knowers. So I guess maybe that includes your Rabbi and those who know.
And this Mitzvah is what?
Well, this is the Mitzvah is Mechavei Chachamim. But I think the way he's formulating it here, if you'd ask, yeah, it has Mechavei. If you ask, like, so where does the Halach of Kavod of your Rabbi come? It seems to be it's like a prat. It's like a specific under Kavod of a Chacham. Like, that's the way he sets it up. It's like, yeah, Mechavei Chacham. And then beside for the regular thing, when he's your Rabbi, it's even greater and greater and greater. It's kavod and mora, you know. But yet he doesn't count it under kibud avayim, right? I mean, even though it's learned out, he's saying from kavod of your rav and kavod of your parents, kavod of chacham, kavod of your parents. It's counted here somehow. Okay. So that's the main question: is what's the deal? How does this learn out? What's the combo? You know, how does he learn from one to the other? And what's his point that it's only one mitzvah, right? And what are the ideas here behind kavod? What's the idea of kavod of the rav? What's the idea of kavod of a chacham? What's the idea of kavod of your parents? So I mean, you got to look at these the halachas here. It's I mean the perek hay halacha aleph I guess is important. I think another halacha which is you may miss if you don't know about it is then you look in perek vav, but in perek vav it's halacha yud aleph. I think it's relevant. Okay. Look at that one. Look at the halachos. I mean, this is like an overall question. I mean, you have to kind of, you know, find the answers. Okay?